The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Main Ingredient. I'm Kevin Bergen. You are Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You're just smiling now because we're in a pizza place.
Yeah. The car ride, I'm like, I am so hungry.
I'm like, you're so crusty because you're hungry. No, I'm not.
He knows me well.
All right. So we're back on Wall Street. We were on Wall Street before. Wall Street has some really good gems on it. We're literally like 2 seconds.
Doors. Yeah. Doors away.
We're doors away. What is it over
seven.
There?
Seven.
Yeah, Seven Cafe. We just did that like last week, two weeks ago. Yeah. Right? Adelma, Miranda, we are at Wall Street Slice. You're one of the owners of Wall Street Slice. How are you?
I'm good. Hi.
You're so shy. Come on, man.
Hello.
How is everything going?
Great. Everything's going great. Yes.
This is a very popular pizza place. This is my first time here. I can't believe it's my first time here.
Kevin.
Yes. Let's talk about you and pizza.
Yeah.
What brought you to pizza?
Oh, it's one of those things that you grow up eating, you know, and it's something that I feel Winnipeg definitely needs is like a good pizza shop that you could just grab a slice if you want a snack. Right?
This street has there's a lot of industrial stuff on the street, but there's obviously a lot of food things going on. Everybody that works around here must have been happy when you opened, right?
Yeah, we have the regulars and it's nice to see, you know, familiar faces as well as new faces. So word is definitely getting out there. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the pizza shop. What led you to opening a pizza shop?
Well, it all started on the food truck. So one of my partners, Stefan, he owns the Red Ember food truck.
Did you work on the food truck?
I did. Yeah.
Did you really?
I was the hot girl. I took orders. Yeah. And just the whole idea of having like a pizza shop in a truck was amazing.
Isn't that truck amazing?
Yeah. I mean, come on. He built it with both hands.
The dude is MacGyver. He's over the top ridiculous.
Genius.
Yeah.
And like my partner, Chef Mike, we both had the idea of wanting to do a slice shop that, again, features quality ingredients, local products, and again, somewhere where you could just grab a slice, fold and go kind of, you know, mentality. And we figured, why not do a slice shop?
Yeah. Why Wall Street?
Wall Street. Good question. So I grew up in the West End, born and raised in the West End area. And this area has just been just a bunch of business. It's an industrial park.
Totally.
If you want to think about it. So where is a good place to eat in this area? I mean, everybody here has to go eat somewhere. And what's fitting? Obviously pizza. Something you can, and you never know what, like lunch breaks can be half an hour to an hour. So something quick and easy, but also quality is what we wanted to focus on.
Did you ever picture yourself owning a business?
One day, yeah. I've always wanted to do something for myself. So this was definitely a good stepping stone for me.
Like when you were working at the Red Ember, was that your intent? Thinking, I'm gonna learn this business and open my own thing.
I mean, yeah. Again, Stefan is a genius. So anything I could learn from him definitely is great. So I'm like just so thankful that I get that opportunity to learn a lot from him. So especially in the business industry, like he's a successful man.
Yeah, the dude, you know, I have no problem with you pumping his tires because he's like, he is awesome, right?
He makes dreams come true.
100%. So the style of pizza you guys make, you make New York style pizza. So yes. I'm going to ask you, why that style and what is it?
So New York style, we focus on thin, crispy pizza. But like for me, I like the crisp.
We like that. That's literally right.
Yeah. Leave it in the oven for a little bit longer and you get that crispiness. And the idea of a New York style is where you can fold it with one hand.
And eat it like it's just like a like folded like a piece of paper.
Exactly. Just. You don't need cutlery or anything, just your hand.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah.
You're laughing at my description. You're the hungry one. You know what I'm saying is true.
That's why I can't talk. I'm too hungry.
Yeah, so you're gonna start to smell all the pizza.
Oh, we did
cooking.
Outside.
Yeah, we could outside.
This is not good.
And you barely started, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. But. The other businesses. So you guys decided here. The Wolseley Kombucha was here when you guys came here. Were they here yet?
They came after us, Wolseley Kombucha. Yeah.
So when you opened here, you were the only one?
The Sleepy Owl was the first one on the block.
Right.
And they've been here for about 8 years now. And it's nice that they've gathered their following and their foot traffic has increased over the couple years that we've been on here. So it's really nice to see this area especially grow like that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. The like food scene is growing definitely down here.
Right. This in like a few years could be a really good street for food.
It'd be really nice.
Especially if there was enough food vendors that you could shut down the street and have a food party.
You know what I mean? Agree.
You'd have That'd beer, be awesome. You'd have pizza, coffee, bread, and whatever else, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good start. See, I'm a genius. All right, so let's talk about what makes Wall Street Slice so special.
Oh, yes. So Wall Street Slice, I think it's the family that we've created in the shop. Like, we're such a small, tight-knit crew. Like, we love each other. We also hate each other, but mostly love. And we get along. We have, like, little dance parties. And we like people coming in to feel that vibe, to feel welcome, kind of like come into our house almost. Let us feed you kind of attitude. And hopefully they see how happy we are that they would want to come back. And again, obviously the pizza, you know.
Yeah, like, oh, you want pizza? I thought you came in for a dance party.
I thought we came to hang out. Come on. So that's really nice. You get to know people by name. And I think when you address people that way, they feel a little bit more special when they're coming in and they want to come back. So that's what we try to create here in our shop.
Yeah. 100%. I noticed that in a lot of your reviews, that's what people say. They say the staff is really friendly, and you know what I mean? So obviously you have a good product, but if you're delivering it to people in the proper way, they'll always come back, right?
Yeah.
What's the deal with the crust? People always talk about the crust.
Oh, the crust. There's something about it, the texture, it has a little bit of chewiness, but it's like there's crunch. And we make house-made dips. So, okay. I mean, like, the garlic aioli and the ranch are up there. Like, we drink the ranch. I don't want to admit that, but we do. We use fresh dill. We use buttermilk. And, like, something about just dipping your crust into, like, you know, a house-made dip. You'll never go back.
You're dying right now. She's like, talking, you know, and you're like,
I will feed you.
It's hilarious. You're like saying nothing. You're just like, oh, God. House-made dip. We drink the dip. Okay, yeah, that's right. All right, it's just fine.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about your menu. I'm going to look at things on the menu, and then you're going to tell me what that's about.
Okay, perfect.
Okay? It's Kevin Bergen and Steph. We're at Wall Street Slice here on The Main Ingredient on 680 CJOB.
The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen. The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Main Ingredient. I'm Kevin. She's Stephanie. We're at Wall Street Slice. What's the address here?
753 Wall Street.
753 Wall Street. And again, we were just at 745 Wall Street.
Yes.
We're getting spoiled here. Coffee, pizza. And speaking of pizza, let's talk about your lovely menu.
Yes.
Right? It's the toppings and the crust that make your pizza, yes?
Absolutely, yes.
What's the deal with the toppings? I know you like quality ingredients and everything that you put into it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we like to support other local businesses, and one of our main farms that we like to get our product from is Zinn Farms.
Imagine that.
We get all our Berkshire pork from them, and it's just amazing. So from our pulled pork to pepperonis, we cure them in-house, so they're like little tiny pepperoni cups.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Look at this chick. This
is so pulled pork.
Oh, yeah, boy. So we try to do everything in-house and, again, support locals. And
yeah, she's not hearing a word you're saying. But I'm like, so you're
like
Charlie
Brown's
teacher.
And I'm watching him cut the pizza. I'm like, wow.
I love that pizza cutter. It's just like, it's almost like a sword.
Yeah, it's the rocking motion of, like, amazing.
Yeah, don't get your fingers underneath that bad boy. All right, so I'm going to say something that's on that menu that I can see. And you can tell me what that's about.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
What's a pepperoni prince?
Pepperoni prince.
What's on it?
It's a classic. I mean, you start off with our house tomato sauce, and then we do a little bit of Parmesan, sprinkle with Parmesan, mozzarella, and then we top it with a little bit of Sicilian oregano. It's a little bit more floral than just the regular oregano. And then, we just cover it with tiny pepperonis that we cure in-house, and just pop it in the oven and wait until all those pepperonis cup up, and then the sauce pools in the center, and top it more with Parmesan.
You know what? I got distracted by him making the pizza. Those pizzas, number one, is they're huge.
Huge,
and
yes.
Number two is they're very pretty.
Yeah.
Like the crust
bubbles.
You know what I mean? Like, they look perfect.
So that one there is the pepperoni prince.
Oh.
And you can see how...
The one he's cutting now?
Yes. That's how tiny the little pepperonis are.
Those are cute.
They're really tasty.
I feel like you right now. I'm like not saying anything. I'm just looking at the pizza. The OG. What's the OG?
Oh, OG is like the original gangster. It's like it's a classic cheese pizza, tomato sauce, and three different blends of cheeses. So Parmesan, Pecorino, Romano, mozzarella, and then more Parmesan. And we drizzled just a little bit of extra virgin olive oil there on top, just for some flavor.
This is stupid. I don't even feel like I'm interviewing anymore. How much pizza do you eat?
In a day, about three.
Three pieces of pizza?
Three slices of pizza every day.
You do?
I do, yeah. With the dip on the
side. And you're so tiny.
You're tiny.
It's all the running around I do in here. It's like nibble a little bit, run around. Nibble a little bit, run around.
Wow, I'd be like, wow, I don't even know what I'd look like. The whiteout.
Oh, whiteout. So this one's a little bit different. It's not like your traditional pizza. But
is that what he's cutting right now? Is that the whiteout?
That's the whiteout, yeah. So it has like dollops of ricotta, fresh ricotta cheese on top. That's the little white things on top there. But it's a garlic oil base, roasted garlic. It's more garlic forward, actually.
Garlic forward. Yeah, oh,
there's no smooching after that.
You both eat it. That's how it works.
That's a rule. If you eat onions, we both have to eat onions.
Bite that. But I don't want it. Bite it.
Yeah, so it has that little creaminess from the ricotta and then garlic. Really good, that one.
You know what's really great? Right today, obviously this is going to air next week, but today is Grey Cup Sunday.
Oh.
And... yeah, we're taking some of that pizza. That's all I gotta say.
We are.
This is so, so good. Sierra Oscar Bravo.
Sierra Oscar. This one's a popular one. So this is our take on
I like the acronym.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want the SOB.
The SOB? I mean, it can stand for a lot of things.
100%.
But for us, it's sausage, onion, and bacon.
Sausage, onion, and bacon.
Yeah. And because there's a military armory here on Minto, we wanted to pay homage to them. And
nice.
They come here all the time. You get to know them. And that's kind of one of our things. It's like popular pizza, Sierra Oscar Bravo. Meat awesome. Lovers. Simple. Meat lovers.
I do love meat. Toba Tiki?
Oh, okay. This
Did
one,
I say that right?
Yeah, Toba Tiki. This is our take on Hawaiian pizza. So we do a nice Berkshire pulled pork. Roasted pineapples, fresh pineapples that we cut up. A little bit of chili flakes there just for some heat. And then red onions on top, along with mozzarella and tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. That one's really good. You get the sweetness, you know?
I'm saying to myself, Kevin, pay attention. She's talking. Pay attention. Seriously, those pizzas, those are the best looking pizzas I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're really nice. They're beautiful.
They are.
I can't
help. Is it because we're hungry? I'm not sure what it is.
No, they are, though. They're very pretty.
Yes.
Yeah, so before we open, we try to have everything displayed and for people to see and, you know, have the display cards ready for them just in case people have questions. They're right there.
And people are knocking on the door when you're not even open. So
yeah.
And you knew the guy by name.
Yeah.
We're not open.
Sorry, Darren.
Poor guy. But, felt so bad for him as we're sitting in
here. He goes speeding off. He's all mad.
He's like, I'll be back later. But it's nice that people could come in and even, like, take photos, take videos. Like, the other day, somebody, we saw you on TikTok. I don't even have or know what TikTok is. So it's like.
That's awesome, though.
Nowadays, it's all social media, right? So if your product looks good, I feel like people would want to try it out or eat with your eyes kind of thing.
That is seriously like that display of those sell themselves. It's like 100%. They look that good.
So which is your best selling pizza?
So there's a few actually. The Sierra Oscar for sure because everyone loves a meat pizza. The Hot and Honey is my go-to. It's that one has pickled jalapenos, pepperoni, and then we drizzle it with a little bit of our house-made garlic honey. So it has a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of spicy, and then it's savory as well. So that one's quite popular. Another fan favorite is the Lush Mush. Now, this wasn't going to be on the menu, but we had it as a like our competition pie, the very first competition that we did, and everyone just loved it. So now it's on the menu.
What's
it's
on that one?
Roasted garlic, roasted mushrooms, pecorino romano, parmesan, mozzarella. Then we top it off with a little bit of truffle oil, parsley, a little bit more parmesan.
we need to cut this interview short. I'm not even kidding. This is dumb.
Really popular.
Yeah. There's a couple we didn't cover. T-Bird.
T-Bird's kale pesto pizza. So it's very different. It's a green pizza.
Mm-hmm. Kale pesto. I love pesto on pizza. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. And then our house-made turkey sausage, parmesan. Mozzarella. And then pepperoncinis for a little bit of heat. So it's like a pickled pepper. Oh. Yeah, so that one's really nice too. It's a little different. We also top it with a little bit of cream feta just for some saltiness on that one.
You know, I want you to talk, but I mean, you need to stop talking because this is.
Well, every month we also come out with like new specials.
Do you?
That's not on the menu.
What's the special this month?
So this month is a kale. It's called the Holy Kale. So it's marinated kale with pork sausage. It also has like a sweet onion, a dolce. So it's like a sweet onion jam. And then a little bit of chili flakes, some crispy garlic chips. Parmesan.
Sounds terrible.
Sounds awful. God.
And there's one more that's not on the menu. It's like a thick Sicilian square. So this one's a secret menu item.
I saw that.
Yeah. So it's not on the menu. So if you know, you know. We only make it every day but Fridays, but we only make a limited amount per day. And if you wanted to get a full pie, it takes about 48 hours notice.
Wow, really?
Just because it takes a long time to process with the dough, a lot of folds. It's a process,
yeah,
but
dude.
It's great at
special
the
order.
Yeah.
That's what he's brushing it right now or something. What is that?
Well, let me see. That's the Sicilian square. So it's kind of like a reverse top where we cook it with mozzarella to get it crispy, and then we start putting on the toppings of the thick marinara sauce and then the fresh ricotta cheese, parmesan, then top it off with some fresh basil, olive oil.
I realized you were talking. My mouth is... My face is too close to the mic, and I'm like, it's going to be the worst interview ever.
I'm sorry.
You know, it's totally my fault. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about your pizzas. Maybe we're going to talk and try some pizza.
Yeah.
And you know what? I saw a video online with someone. I asked you about your drinks because someone was posting about your orange cream soda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we make it in-house. We make about four different drinks in-house, and the orange cream soda is one of the popular ones. It's kind of like a creamsicle. If you remember, like, creamsicles, it's a little bit orangey, and then it has that cream flavor.
Enough said, lady. Enough said. We're going to take a break. We're going to try some of that orange cream soda. ASAP. Here on The Main Ingredient, Wall Street Slice, Kevin and Steph. Be right back.
The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen. The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Main Ingredient. I'm Kevin Bergen. You're Steph. We're at Wall Street Slice. 753 Wall Street. Delma.
Hello.
Dude. Again, we're trying to pay attention, but this is not good. It's very hard.
We just took a little break to look at the pizzas.
And it was insane. Whoa. Like, and I said to you, well, one disappointing thing is that I haven't been here before. That pizza looks ridiculous, and I'm not just pumping your tires. I mean, dead serious. How much pizza do you guys sell?
That I don't know. A lot.
Like, you must sell a lot because they sell themselves. They look so good.
Thank you.
Like, the presentation is key, and you guys have hit that spot on.
Thank you.
100%. While we're waiting for the pizza to come out,
yes,
you have beverages.
Yeah, so we have our house-made beverages here. So we have the orange cream soda. We have our new tropical punch that we just launched about a month or two ago. The strawberry lemonade is quite popular. It's nice and refreshing, that one. And then our cold brew iced tea. So that one is the orange cream soda.
I texted you about it because someone online had a video of them buying orange cream soda from here. Yeah. Isn't it bizarre?
Oh, that's really
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Creamsicle.
It tastes like creamsicle. Yeah. If you love creamsicle, remember? The cream. This is beer out.
Yes.
Creamsicle ale.
Oh, nice.
This actually tastes like it.
Without the booze.
Yeah. And it's a different kind of fizzy, hey?
Yeah. Like, so we carbonated here, yeah.
You carbonated here?
Yeah.
The normal carbonate, I don't know. It's good.
Yeah, it's
like,
good.
It's not
it's crisp. It's not like ones that like doesn't like, burn your throat.
Yes.
The bubbles are
the
smaller.
The burpy ones.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh,
I love this man.
Thank you.
I love this man. Yeah. But hey, okay, so what's the pink drink?
So this one is the strawberry lemonade.
You can go first.
It's okay.
Cool. So this is quite popular. And sometimes we like to do the half and half thing with the half iced tea and half strawberry lemonade.
This is stupid. I really like this place. We're not going. Let's stay.
Oh, that I like too. That would be really good with like vodka.
I know. Right? She knows already. She knows this. She knows this. Okay, so what's next?
This one is a cold brew iced tea that we steep here. Steep for.
Why are you so polite and let me go
that,
first?
Is that carbonated too?
No, it's not.
Oh.
That's refreshing. I like that one.
Fresh lemon juice on that one.
Or is that someone else coming to the door? They're all pissed off now?
Oh, I like that. And
they're like,
not...
can you hurry up with that interview, man? I like that one.
Yeah.
Right. And what's the last one?
So that one's, this one's our newest one. It's our seasonal drink. It's tropical punch. It's
I just want something I hate, but it's not happening right now. That's good. What's in that?
So pineapple, lychee.
I guess I'll let you try some.
A little
of that,
bit
I guess,
of mango, strawberry.
I don't know what it is.
And you make that here?
Yeah, all of these drinks we make here.
You make this tropical punch here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's my favorite.
Is it?
That one's good.
You're just thinking of what's going to go with what we want to mix like, tonight. Mm.
The game's on. Good drinks, pizza.
When you were back there, we're high five. And then when we leave here, let's go home. Let's not leave the house. Let's get the pizza.
Yeah.
All right, let's try.
Speaking of pizza.
Yes, let's try some of that.
So this one is the hot and honey. So that one's the go-to of mine. And this one's our new one, the kale, the holy kale. It just came out of the oven, so it might be hot. So please.
I don't care, man.
Kevin doesn't. He's a big baby.
And try the crust. The crust is where the crunchy's at.
We're savages with you.
That's really good. The crust is so good.
The crust is, I don't even know what to say. The crust
like a flaky,
is crispy.
But still a little bit chewy.
Chewy,
not,
yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Not like that underdone chewy.
Like
you know?
Gumminess.
Yes.
Yeah. No, this is definitely really good. That chew, yeah.
How did you come up with the crust? I'm assuming since you're part of the Red Amber, that the crust was just like...
Trial and error. The chefs, Stefan, Mike, Quinn, they all... put their heads together and started just testing how much water, how much hydration.
Those are three geniuses right there, man.
Right.
Seriously. That's a lot of food knowledge right there.
Yeah.
I know I should stop eating and actually talk about other things, but I'm going to take that.
And what's nice is that if you wanted to do a full pizza, you could also do just like a mix and match of different slices. So it's like 8 slices to make a full. So you could pick any slices you want.
Do people do a lot of that?
Oh, absolutely. It's like the variety pack, we like to call it. So, you know, like if the kids just want cheese, you can have a couple cheese. And if you want something spicy, you could.
Not just because I know Stefan. Not just because you're awesome. That's the best pizza I've ever had.
Really?
Kevin, 100%.
Thank you.
I know everybody has their kind of pizza. Some people like thick crust and whatever else. The pizza that I like, that is spot on, 100% what I like, right?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, thank you.
Dude, we're just literally, we're going to snatch some pizza and get the hell out of here when we're done. And go watch
for
that
sure.
Bomber game.
I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you.
Crazy good. Do you guys cater?
Yeah, we do. We cater a lot of events, especially with the businesses that hear about us. So we offer 3 different packages, whichever, you know, fits their event. Like, we definitely do it. We also do salads as well and garlic rolls. It's shareable if you want to do that.
Oh, you guys, do we make other stuff besides pizza?
Yeah.
And the fantastic drinks?
Yeah, so we make a Caesar salad, which right now Romaine is a little bit having issues, but
yeah, Romaine's crazy, right? It's like gold yeah. Romaine, right?
Exactly. So we've changed that up to a house salad, an apple balsamic salad. And then we also do garlic rolls that are kind of like garlic bombs. They're like the size of like a dinner roll that has garlic confit in the center. It also comes with one of our house-made dips. Top it off with some garlic parmesan. It's really nice to share, especially if you have kids or a party.
When you get invited to parties, people must always ask you to bring pizza. If it's a potluck, they're telling you to bring pizza. Like, you're screwed.
For sure. It's pizza.
Totally. Like, 100%. Even parties that people barely know you, they're inviting you to because they want you to bring pizza.
Bring pizza, please.
It's crazy. The design of the place. How did this come about? It's really funky and cool.
Yeah, so we wanted to go for more of like an industrial casual. You're,
hang on. And look at that. She's tapped out of this interview. She's not even talking anymore. God. She is completely out.
Zone. That's awesome. But a lot of the furniture and like tabletops and benches we've put together ourselves. Like, Stefan did all the...
That's surprising. Stefan built something?
All the tabletops and like we put together. It's a lot of effort into that one.
I'm just doing this interview solo, but it's just, she's not even here anymore. Oh, you're doing your job now? You're actually saying time's up?
Time's up.
Okay, before we let you go, yeah. Maybe you can remind everybody where you are, sure. Your website, social media,
yeah.
Phone number, whatever information you want to give for people sure. to find this place, now is the time.
Okay, awesome. Hello, everyone. So we're located at 753 Wall Street. You can find us with our full menu online at www.wallstreetslice.com. You can also find us on Instagram, wallstreetslice.com. We do slices, full pizzas, you name it, we do everything. but we're open every day except Monday.
Dude, I got to tell you, like I said, I'm impressed. This is great food.
Yay. Yep.
Really good.
Yeah, it's really good. Thank you. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a large break because we are going to eat. This is Kevin Bergen and Steph. We're at Wall Street Slice here on The Main Ingredient on 680 CJOB.
The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen. The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.